time once again for our Moment of Science Word of the Day. Today's word, please.
Today's word is heliosphere.
Heliosphere. What a cool-sounding word. This is one of the things I love about science. You can talk about apogees and dendrites and stuff.
But what do you think the heliosphere is?
Well, let me see if I can figure it out. I hear the word sphere in there, so I bet it's something that's round in three dimensions, something spherical.
Good start.
And I hear the prefix helio, which makes me think of helium.
Right again. Heliosphere uses the same Greek root as the word helium, which is helios, meaning the sun.
So it's the sun sphere.
Pretty much. You remember what the solar wind is?
Sure. Along with all the light it's putting out, the sun fires out a constant spray of charged particles in every direction. Any object in its vicinity is constantly experiencing pressure from the sun as this wash of particles pushes against it. Astronomers call that the solar wind because it pushes out from the sun like a wind.
10 points. Now, if you could look at the sun from very far away, you would see that the solar wind has produced a humongous bubble of gas around the sun. It's a bit like blowing a soap bubble, where your breath is the solar wind. But the bubble around the sun is huge. Its edge is 4 times as wide as Neptune's orbit.
That bubble of gas wouldn't be spherical in shape, would it?
Roughly.
Aha, the heliosphere.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Stuart Muffson in astronomy.
This and hundreds more Moments of Science are on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.